The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurants Reviews section, as well as NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant, food, and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, Eat Raleigh Blog, a local blog whose mission is to explore culture, history, passion, and people of Raleigh through its culinary delights, and the Triangle Food Blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Before we get started, here is a quick reminder of what the NNO ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary, 4 stars are excellent, 3 stars are above average, 2 stars are average, and 1 star is fair. This article was published on September 4th in the News and Observer. Copa's ambitious menu serves distinctive takes on Cuban classics while drawing on heritage. This article was written by Greg Cox. Copa is located at 107 West Main Street in Durham. Their phone number is 919-973-0111, and this restaurant was rated 4 stars. Roberto Copa Matos and Elizabeth Turnbull opened Old Havana Sandwich Shop in January 2011 with a modest menu and limited hours at a location 3 blocks off the beaten path of eating and drinking establishments in downtown Durham. They made a mean Cuban sandwich, though, and in no time their little shop was benefiting from the best kind of marketing, word of mouth. 7 years later, the place was still thriving. The husband and wife owners easily could have rested on their laurels. But lucky for us, they didn't. Over the years, they expanded the menu, adding small plates and a handful of entrees. Weekend brunch followed, and a bar. A couple of years ago, the restaurant began hosting a Lost Dishes of Cuba dinner series. Inspired by a 19th century cookbook that Copa Matos had discovered, the recipes drew on cultural influences of Africa, Asia, and especially Spain, and featured a surprisingly varied variety of ingredients such as celery and cauliflower, crops that had been casualties of the Cuban Revolution. Looking back, it's easy to see the trajectory that led to the couple's inevitable next step, a bigger, more ambitious restaurant. They closed Old Havana Sandwich Shop in February and opened Copa a few blocks away, this time in the thick of the action, in March. Taking over the address that previously had been home to Revolution, they transformed the sleek, modern space they inherited into a dining room with a casual, convivial vibe accented by warm colors of Spanish tile floors, vintage-looking chandeliers, and a series of ink drawings by a Cuban artist celebrating the growing preparation and enjoyment of food. The new location's larger kitchen, including a dedicated bakery where all breads are now baked in-house, allows Copa Matos to spread his culinary wings and explore his native cuisine to a degree not possible at the old restaurant. The results are especially evident on the dinner menu, where a diverse assortment of salads, snacks, and tapas builds on the chef's historical research and draws heavily on local produce, including a small but growing harvest from the couple's 10-acre farm. A small plate offering vegetables y casabe recently yielded a cornucopia of eggplant, summer squash, zucchini, tomatoes, and corn, plus tender, pale, green, black-eyed peas from the family farm, spilling off a couple of crepe-like flatbreads made from cassava root that Copa Matos grinds himself. Notwithstanding that flatbread description, this is definitely a knife-and-fork dish. Those same flatbreads served as a foundation for ropa vieja a la Americana, a variation on Cuba's signature dish unlike any you've likely had before. The dish, another product of the chef's historical research, features North Carolina grass-fed beef, slow-cooked with wine, mint, and a light tomato sauce. It's winning converts who previously didn't think they liked ropa vieja, and no wonder. Copa Matos calls on his Spanish heritage. The restaurant bears his paternal family name, a tribute to the family's roots in Galicia, for his distinctive presentation of another Cuban classic, arroz con pollo. Taking a cue from paella, he first browns bone-in chicken legs and thighs skin side down in a paella pan, then turns them so that the skin remains exposed above the level of the rice and chicken broth that he adds to the pan. The result? Supremely moist, crisp-skinned chicken against a backdrop of scratch-made broth enriched with sofrito and spices. It's the best of both worlds. The menu is liberally sprinkled with dishes you don't usually see on the menu at a Cuban restaurant. Papas bravas and tortilla a la española come to mind. The paprika-spiced potato dish and omelet that you'd expect to see at Spanish tapas bar. Butifarros are Cuban, according to the menu. Cuban-style sausages with a surprising mix of spices, including cinnamon, anise, and clove. So is queso de cabeza, Cuban-style pork tureen. Both are new to me, and I'd happily order either again. That's not to say that those seeking the comfort of the familiar won't find it here. Plantains get their just due in the form of chicharitas, crispy ribbons of fried green plantain served with mojo sauce for dipping, and caramel-crusted sweet maduros. Plantos reñeo, plantains stuffed with a savory pork picadillo, are served with a black bean sauce for dipping. All are exemplary. In fact, it's hard to go wrong here no matter what you order. That includes dessert, which might be anything from a simple plate of walnuts and honey, to tarta de Santiago, a classic and coincidentally gluten-free Spanish almond cake hailing from the Copa family's ancient home, Galicia. Then again, I don't think I could resist ending my meal with a La Diosa Negra cocktail. An inspired creation by Elizabeth Turnbull, it was featured in Wine and Spirits magazine, it's made with spiced rum and coffee liqueur and infused with Cuban tobacco smoke. The versatile Turnbull, tends to a bar with an outstanding selection of Cuban cocktails in addition to handling the marketing side of the restaurant and sometimes taking over pastry chef duties. You can try both the classic daiquiri and Hemingway's famous variations here. Oh, and those Cuban sandwiches? You can still get them at lunchtime or weekend brunch. They still feature mojo-marinated, slow-roasted, humanely raised local pork. You can still get the traditional Cubano, here called the Havana, with house-cured ham, cheese, pickle, and mustard, as well as several other regional variations on the grill-pressed theme, and they still rival the best I've had in Tampa and Miami. Copa is located at 107 West Main Street in Durham, and their phone number is 919-973-0111. And now for an article from NC Triangle Dining, published on September 24th, written by Ron Nguyen. Hops Burger Bar, Chapel Hill, raising the hamburger bar on Franklin Street. Hops Burger Bar is located at 140 West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill, and their phone number is 984-234-3298. Let's face it, I've never met a burger that I didn't like. I mean, it's hard to mess up the classic hamburger, and I'll eat all of them. But that's why it's so hard to be a really great burger joint, to come up with a burger concept that stands out. And that's also why I'm pretty impressed with the new Hops Burger Bar out in Chapel Hill. The small chain of burger restaurants from Greensboro opened up right down the street from the ever-popular Al's Burger Shack. Would they be able to compete? After a couple of visits, I can say with some certainty, yes. I first ran into Hopsburger's Bar on a random visit to Chapel Hill and had plans to go to another spot for lunch, but walking by, it looked interesting. They didn't have a large social media footprint, so their quiet opening had slipped under my foodie radar screen. Located in a premium corner spot on Franklin Street and Church, Hop's Burger Bar has a covered patio and wraparound plate glass windows. Inside, Hop's Burger Bar is fronted by a nice bar showing off some beer taps and bottles. The dining space at Hop's Burger Bar is large and open with high ceilings and a very casual feel. Grab a seat, grab a menu, and let's figure out what we're going to eat. Hop's Burger Bar offers up 10 house specialty burgers in addition to build your own. With toppings such as hibachi white sauce, pepper jelly, mango jalapeno salsa, along with 10 plus cheeses, you can bling out your burger to your heart's content. You also get to choose from a Kaiser roll, brioche bun, marble rye, and more for your bread. Burgers are sized at 6 ounces, 8 ounces, and 12 ounces, so they are all pretty big. And Hop's Burgers typically has a specialty burger of the week. Check out the chalkboard menu or their Facebook page for details. But if you can tell, you're not getting a boring old burger here at Hop's Burger Bar. Sides run the gamut from your standard fries, chips, to sweet potato fries, carrot zucchini chips, and onion rings for an upcharge. If you come in for a meal, you definitely don't want to mix their pickleback burger, which comes stacked with 2 large fried onion rings, spicy barbecue sauce, and bourbon-soaked pickles. The beef is cooked nicely, medium for me, and yes, the burger is a bit of a saucy mess, but certainly delicious. Hop's Burger Bar uses some quality ingredients, including a nicely toasted brioche bun with a bit of sweet. I also like the fact that their onion rings are made with the tastier red onion versus the standard white or yellow onions. A pickle on the side and pepper pinned to the burger finishes up my lunch. Visit number 2 to Hop's Burger Bar allows me to explore their specials. Every week you'll find an update on their Facebook page, and I've seen some very tasty looking combos. For my visit, I get to try out their Caprese burger, which is topped with mozzarella, arugula, tomato relish, pancetta, and balsamic vinegar. A very gourmet type burger, but fantastic. Hop's Burger Bar does a nice job constructing their sandwiches, but when they get this big, ain't nothing but a mess going on. As long as most of that burger makes it into your mouth, it's all good because you don't want to waste the deliciousness. And while the Hop's specialty burger is awesome, the fried green beans dusted in Parmesan and served in a lemon caper sauce is the bomb. Perfectly fried with light tempura coating, they were a welcome alternative to fries and a heaping portion. You probably won't go home hungry from Hop's Burger Bar. I've only done the smallest burger, 6 ounces, and there is plenty of food for me. Service at Hop's Burger Bar is solid, but still settling in, and I'm hoping for some improvements here. But overall, color me impressed. It's really hard to stand out in the burger category, but Hop's Burger Bar is doing a great job here, offering up gourmet burgers without an overly fancy vibe. Add in the top-notch beers on offer here, and you've got yourself a great spot for lunch or dinner on Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Again, Hop's Burgers Bar is located at 140 West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill, and their phone number is 984-234-3298. Also from NC Triangle Dining, First Take. Peking Duck and Dumplings in Raleigh for authentic Chinese fare. This article was published on September 9th and was written by Ron Nguyen. Peking Duck and Dumplings is located at 2811 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919 222 2880. When it comes to Chinese food in the Triangle, it can be a bit hard. Given I grew up on the cuisine and have been eating Chinese food since I was a young lad, my expectations are relatively high for what I consider to be a mother cuisine. And to be honest with you, it's pretty hard to find decent Chinese food in the Triangle outside of a handful of options. So color me surprised when I heard about a new spot on Hillsborough Street called Peking Duck and Dumplings. Online mentions of this restaurant had me guessing that it was the real deal, Chinese hole-in-the-wall type eatery, probably started to feed the student population studying from overseas. And after a couple of visits to the new Peking Duck and Dumplings, I can say that the initial guess I had was pretty close to the truth. First of all, if you live in the area, you know how busy Hillsborough Street can be for construction. New buildings, new traffic circles, Peking Duck and Dumplings located near Dixie Trail Road is particularly bad for traffic and parking. I'd recommend side street parking on the northern side of Hillsborough, outside of a few lucky spots you may find on the street. So you'll need some patience before you even get into Peking Duck and Dumplings. Its location at 2811 Hillsborough Street used to be Pho Vietnam, and there are a couple of parking spots out back. Peking Duck and Dumplings would be best qualified as a simple cafe set up with white tile floors and a handful of foretops scattered about. The light and bright space is very utilitarian and speaks to the food that is served here. Both the staff and customers are primarily Asian and Chinese, but in my mind, that just means more authentic eats. Be aware that the staff may have limited English skills, so it may be tough to get a detailed description of menu items. I'd suggest checking out the menu beforehand. And also, be aware that they do not have Peking duck, just plain roasted duck, on the menu. The food here is primarily Taiwanese and North Chinese. Given all these hurdles, I can also say that Peking duck and dumplings is totally worth the effort still. The menu ranges from noodle soups to rice plates and more, all under $14, so very reasonable prices for authentic Chinese eats. There's also a special whiteboard up front, so don't miss what they're offering there. I'd recommend starting off with some nice pan-fried pork dumplings. These bad boys are steamed and then crisped up pan-fried underneath, giving you a soft and crispy contrast when you bite in. The tender pork filling is nicely done for a good ratio of bao to meat. Probably my favorite dish at Peking Duck and Dumplings is the scallion pancakes with beef. While you may have tried scallion pancakes before this preparation... While you may have tried scallion pancakes before, this preparation is a bit different, adding in thinly sliced beef shank with a hint of five spice and layered with hoisin sauce. It's like a Chinese sandwich with a crispy outside, tender and savory inside, and a hint of sweet from that sauce. Very tasty and totally authentic. Another classic dish that's really good if you're not used to more authentic Chinese eats is the roast duck and roast pork plate. Just a serving of rice with sweet and tender duck, along with slices of the familiar bread-glazed roast pork, make for a great meal. The duck can be a bit fatty, so baby bok choy is presented on the side as your veggie and green for the dish. The noodle dishes here at Peking Duck and Dumplings are also super authentic. Long noodles in a beef broth with beef shank and or tendon. The tendon is slow braised for a soft and sticky, unctuous texture that makes for a heartwarming dish. Again, not for everyone, but if you're so inclined, you'll love it. Service at Peking Duck and Dumplings is personable and efficient, but again, the staff may have limited English. Given the primary Asian clientele here, it's usually not an issue, but be aware. So thank you to Peking Duck and Dumplings for bringing super tasty and authentic Chinese food to downtown Raleigh. You're a rare little find, and I hope you will do well at this location. But I promise that I will be back soon to try more off of that delicious menu. Peking Duck and Dumpling is located at 2811 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-222-2880. Next, we have a food truck review from the News and Observer, published on September 12th, written by Greg Cox. Food truck review: burgers at Jeffrey's Grill are the main attraction, but they are not alone. Because this is a food truck, they don't have a permanent location, but instead of a physical address, I'm going to give you a web address. You can visit facebook.com/Jeffrey's Grill 919. And just so you know, Jeffrey's is spelt Jeffreys. So again, that's facebook.com/Jeffrey's Grill 919. And their phone number is 919-538-5826. Get Jackson Jeffries talking about his burgers. It isn't hard, given his gregarious personality, and you can't but pick up on his enthusiasm. He'll proudly tell you that burgers are his food truck's signature item, for starters, and that he sampled ground beef from nearly a dozen local farms before settling on Lane Angus Beef, an eighth-generation family-owned farm in northeastern North Carolina. He'll go on to explain that the beef is grass-fed and grain-finished, and that he gets it straight from the farm, never frozen. After tracking down the Jeffrey's Grill truck recently at Jordan Lake Brewing Company in Cary and devouring one of those burgers with American cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle, and mayo, I can confirm that Jeffrey's pride is totally justified. These are old-school burgers, quarter-pound patties. Order a half-pounder and you'll get two patties, seared on a flat-top grill. Served on a sesame seed bun with your choice of toppings, all the usual suspects, plus bacon and or egg for a $1 upcharge, they come wrapped in foil to keep the burger warm and the bun soft. Burgers may be the main attraction, but they're also by no means the only one. Jeffries readily admits that he doesn't smoke the Eastern-style pork on the barbecue sandwich he sells. He gets them from Carly C's in Dunn, which he describes as a great grocery store for local North Carolina items. "We just add our Carolina barbecue sauce and slaw. That's it," he adds. The result will make you think seriously about driving to Dunn to pick up a pound or two, then begging for a little of Jeffrey's sauce and slaw to tide you over until the next time you can get to the truck. The Knightdale native also speaks with relish about his hot dogs, which feature the distinctive Brightleaf brand red hot dogs made by Carolina Packers in Smithfield. If you're beginning to detect deep roots in eastern North Carolina, you're on the right track. "Where I grew up," he explains, "there ain't no other hot dog but Brightleaf." He also uses Brightleaf chili, which you can get on your dog. Add mustard, onions, and slaw for a true Carolina-style all-the-way dog or a burger, or on the truck's popular chili cheese fries. The chicken strip sandwich that Jeffries says is another bestseller was sold out by the time I got to the truck. After hearing his tantalizing description, he sears the chicken in bacon grease left on the grill after he cooks up a batch of bacon for burgers and BLTs. I'm craving it almost as much as I am another one of those burgers. Guess you could say that once you've sampled the wares at Jeffrey's food truck, his enthusiasm is contagious. And again, you can find Jeffrey's food truck at facebook.com/Jeffrey's Grill 919, and their phone number is 919-538-5826. From the Eat Raleigh blog, published on September 16th, this is Soul 116. Soul 116 is located at 116 Northwest Street, Suite Number 100 in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919 858-8423. When does a location become a curse? Is it how fast or how frequent the location changes? Is it unexpected or unfortunate things that occur there? The space at 116 Northwest Street off of Glenwood South has seen its fair share of establishments. When I arrived in Raleigh in 2007, 116 Northwest Street was a sophisticated blue martini. Then it was vintage lounge and bar, which lasted all of a moment. Then it became Mantra Indian Cuisine, a favorite of mine, and the Mrs. after closing in 2015. After closing in 2015, Mantra was replaced by Moore Kitchen. Derailed by the downtown Raleigh fire of 2017, Moore shuttered and gave way to its current resident, Soul 116. Multiple concepts, unfortunate events, maybe 116 Northwest Street is just cursed. From the team behind the superb City Market Sushi, 116 Soul shows promise, much like its predecessors at that address. The menu is creative and hopeful, Korean small plates and a playful cocktail, including adult Capri Suns that have been a hit on Instagram. Maybe the restaurant can buck that location's trend. Our meal at the eatery started strong with a fun spin on tuna tartare. Spread across a cracker-shaped fried wonton, the delightfully spicy tuna tartare teamed up with a spicy mayo that packed in multiple flavors and textures in every bite. The drizzled truffle oil on top of the tartare at times for me felt overwhelming, but Sarah loved each bite. When a bowl of fried veggies and shrimp arrived at the table, I thought that maybe they delivered someone else's order. But alas, Soul 116's version of a shrimp pancake is deconstructed, individually frying each piece of a shrimp pancake. Each component was lightly battered, bringing out a great crunch, but without a heavy, greasy taste or feel. Soul 116's eggplant dish was less successful than the others. While I greatly enjoyed the flavorful soy dashi sauce that soaked the eggplant, mushrooms, and peppers, the eggplant skin made it hard to handle. While it may have been the middle of a hot summer evening, we still decided to order the dumpling soup. The restaurant did not skimp on the soup with dumplings galore. Just a block away from Seoul 116 is 42nd Street Oyster Bar, which has been shucking oysters in its current form since 1987. The location isn't cursed, but as 116 Northwest Street evolves into its fourth identity this decade, time will tell if Seoul 116 can become the next 42nd Street. Seoul 116 is located at 116 Northwest Street, Suite 100 in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-758-8423. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The content of this broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138.